when key states like Ohio and Wisconsin and Colorado went to President Obama, they just stood there stunned for a couple of hours until Mitt Romney finally came out with a very gracious concession speech in which he urged Americans to pray for the president.
And what is the plan for Mr. Romney now?
Well, it'll be a while before Mitt Romney can get back to a private life. He will still have Secret Service for a little while. The president has indicated that he wants to meet with Romney to talk about working together on the nation's problems. And friends tell me that Romney wants some time to visit with all the volunteers who worked on his campaign to say thanks in person.
I was kind of struck by the fact that the Romney campaign said ahead of time that he only prepared one speech, and that was a victory speech. He didn't prepare a concession speech, and yet, like you said, he came across very conciliatory, and it sounded well prepared.
Friends say that was the real Mitt Romney. It was not a speech. There was no teleprompter. He did that off the cuff and from his heart.